15 in Parkyqueave, 2 in Mallow Racecourse.
Yeah, we wish.
1 in Turner's Cross.
Oh, lads, imagine.
And where else could we stick them? And the GAA pitch down in Crosshaven. Yeah. That will be the tour.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, lads. Fly into Cork if you want to come see the boys.
Yeah, it's a tour of Cork.
Yeah. But, do you know, seriously though, like this could be the ultimate pullback, the ultimate PR pullback. And at 8 o'clock this morning, they could be releasing a triple pack of the greatest hits of Oasis on on vinyl or something.
Or just sitting on a sofa eating a tin of beans. Who knows?
The two of them, or they're both of them are going on Dancing with the Stars.
I imagine. Yeah, see, this is the thing, lads. We think we know, but do we know?
I'm kind of hoping, just for the divilment, that it's a prank of some sort or a wind-up.
I tell you what, though, the press coverage yesterday was immense, wasn't it?
Every single feed on Instagram I was on was talking about it. I mean, they have spun one of the greatest PR coups of all time.
And you have to hand that to them, you know?
Yeah, I know. But I think if they really want to capitalise on it, I should do the weather, really. We'll chat about this in a moment.
Yeah, all right.
Weather-wise today, for the love of God, slow down. It's horrific out there.
It is, yeah.
Horrible spray all over the place. It's been lashing down. It will do until after 9 o'clock. It'll clear up at 10. And then it's going to be a really nice dry day and 20 degrees. We'll get back to the Oasis yak in a moment. I have many theories.
Oh, dear.
With KC. There's Vic. Hello, my lovelies. And welcome to Tuesday. As you know, if you listen to this show every week and every morning at this time, just not a fan of Tuesdays. They just don't do it for me.
I don't mind Tuesdays. It's Mondays that I don't like.
Oh, Monday's inevitable. You just got to get on with Monday. But then Tuesday is the Monday of Monday. Do you get me?
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's like you have another Monday to deal with.
Okay,
and it's today.
Okay, now I don't like Tuesdays anymore.
Wednesday then, you say things like, oh, it's hump day. And you're hopeful that you get a cuddle later that night. Yeah. And then Thursday's the eve of Friday and you're back to the weekend.
Okay, so thanks for explaining that to
us. So Tuesday's just that day that sticks out a little bit.
Right, okay.
It's a kind of a go-nowhere day.
Well, now you've told me it's the second Monday, I'm not a fan anymore.
There you go. That's sad about poor old Sven.
Yeah, he was he 76?
70-something or other,
76.
Had been sick for a while, poor old devil had cancer. David Beckham sent out a lovely message yesterday, a heartfelt thank you. To Sven Goran Eriksson, who he was the England manager pretty much for the golden era of
team. Yeah.
But who else did he manage?
That's what I was trying to figure out actually this morning.
Did he manage Man City?
I thought he managed Liverpool.
All right, football people, can you help us out here? Who did Sven Goran Eriksson manage? There was definitely lots of national work and definitely his own.
There was definitely Premier League.
Yeah.
There was some Premier League action there as well as national action, if you know what I mean.
So, Leicester City ring a bell. Does that ring a bell?
Well, maybe you're right, maybe you're right.
I don't know. He was handy, though. We could have done with him.
Yeah.
Brought him over to Cork City. Or Cove Ramblers could have taken him in for a while.
That's true.
But no, he was one of the best, a genius manager of the game, and very sound as well. Just he was never bitchy or ratty or
he was quite private, I would say. He kept himself to himself.
So that's a bit of sad news this morning. Other bits and pieces. Everything is dominated by an announcement at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
and I will fall down and drop dead laughing
if it's a prank.
If the two boys come out and say we're going on Gogglebox.
Yeah,
we've signed a contract, a 4-year deal to watch telly on the telly.
I'd watch them on Gogglebox.
That'd be amazing.
To be honest.
Could the two of them go on as a partnership on Dancing on Ice or something like that?
No, I don't know about that. But they'd be funny on Gogglebox.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing. I must have about 50 clips to bring you. Just comedy gold between two of them over the years.
They are funny. You see, they're actually both really funny.
They're hilarious. Like, unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah. They're just mad for it.
Mad for it, man. Did you see all the memes and the funny videos that were flying around yesterday?
I did.
The queue for Ticketmaster at 8 a.m. this morning. Had, like, loads of photographs of old mods with that mad Liam Gallagher haircut.
And the army coats on.
Who's responsible for that haircut? I think that's a Paul Weller issue.
It's Paul Weller.
It has to 100%. Be Weller.
Apparently, their mam is overjoyed.
Oh, Peggy will be delighted.
It says it here on the front of the Sun. Duo's reunion tour confirmed. Noel and Liam's mam overjoyed.
Yeah. Poor old Peggy, all she wanted them was to come over for a Sunday roast.
I know.
I don't think the gigs are important to Peggy. She's just happy that they're speaking to each other.
Oh yeah, she just wants them to make up. I'd have their heads banged together, I can tell you that much.
Can I just point out at this particular junction of the show that one of the greatest rock bands, one of the most iconic rock bands of all time, are actually made of turf and gravy from County Mayo.
Right.
Okay, their mum is from Charlestown. I don't know where the dad is from. Is he somewhere in the UK? But their mum's a Mayo woman.
She is, you're right, yeah.
So this is the reality of it. We might have two lads playing in Croke Park before Mayo win in All-Ireland.
That's true, yeah.
They might be the only other hope we have of having some sort of a night out in Croke Park.
So they're of Mayo descent.
They are indeed. They spent their summers up there. They used to fly over when they were kids and just hang around Swinford and Charlestown and all these
areas.
Did
you ever see them up there?
Never. Oh, I wouldn't have had a clue.
Do you know anyone who did ever see them up there?
Oh, yeah. Everyone has claimed to be best friends with them growing up with them, you know?
Always the way.
But they still come back. I don't even think they've been over for about 10 years. But there's loads of videos of Liam rocking into pubs and just playing darts with the old fellas and everything.
In like Mayo.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And like it'd be cool if you were sitting there having a pint and you just walked in.
All right, what's the crack, man?
What's happening now, kid?
All right, Charlie.
Which one do you prefer, Oasis or Glore?
What? Oasis, I mean Oasis.
It's basically the conversation that happened on every ditch in Charlestown up in Mayo during the 90s.
Yeah, that's right. No, it was always a comparison of those two, wasn't it?
Duo's reunion, tour confirmed. Noel and Liam's mum overjoyed is the headline on the front of the papers this morning. So listen, at 8 o'clock, we'll see what's happening. If it is happening, I don't know what tickets... If this whole thing is happening, this tour is happening,
yeah.
Does that mean tickets are going to go on sale today or will they... push to Friday, I think.
I don't know. I'm not their management.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I guess I would say that they will leave it a few days. If they're making the announcement today, they'll leave it a few days to drum up even more publicity than they've already drummed up, and then they'll put the tickets on sale.
Did you ever kiss a girl? Come on, be honest with me. Did you ever have a drunken snog with a woman?
I don't think I have, actually.
Have you?
No.
I have. Moron.
God.
Even is there like a woman out there you'd look at and go, oh, she could turn me. There has to be someone.
I don't think so. I can appreciate another woman's beauty or, you know,
okay,
another woman's personality or whatever, but
she wouldn't make you jump the fence.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
How about you?
How about me?
With men.
Oh, I can appreciate, I'm so comfortable in my own sexuality, I could tell a fella, you're some right.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But you know, I'm so straight, you could build another Kingsley Hotel on me. If you get that joke, you're from Cork, right? Let's see, what's happening in the world? Oh, Sven, who did Sven manage? Football experts, okay. Who have I got here? We've got a few of you.
Okay.
David, what have you got?
Lads, he managed City. Kind of at the beginning when they were getting all their money. I think he managed them for a year or so. He managed Liverpool in a charity game earlier on in the year. He's a big fan, I think.
Did he?
Told you.
I forgot about that.
I told you. I knew there was a Liverpool connection there, but I did forget about City.
So he managed City just when they were getting their money.
Yeah.
Before they clocked up 115 football charges. Was that before? Morning, lads.
So there you go.
There's a noticeable hole in the show over the last couple of weeks. We're missing our back axle. Rory and Kelly have vanished on us, and I don't know if they're coming back, to be completely honest with you. Hopefully they will. And when they do come back, I will be ready to impress them with my secret talents.
Okay.
I know we've all kind of been working together for nearly a year.
What?
Yeah, that freaks me out.
And I know you think that I'm utterly talentless, and you probably would be right to a degree, but... Yeah. I've never
too quick.
What?
Slow down, Roar. He came in with that far too quick.
What did I miss?
I just went, yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Like I am, absolutely. I've never done this on air before. But I want to, because I know you two can sing, you're on the Two Johnnies new album.
Is she?
She is. She's a backing vocalist.
You have to say that on the radio.
Fantastic.
Oh no, listen, I'm very proud of it.
KD, you kept that very quiet now.
Which song is it, KD Jane?
Declare Colleen.
Declare Colleen, you'll hear Katie Jenner back in vocals.
I was streaming it immediately.
So, and I know you're a phenomenal singer. You're in a band. What's the name of your band?
The Pop Zetas.
The Pop Zetas,
yes. That's a brilliant name.
They're class.
We weren't going to say that before.
But now you have done. Okay. All right. So my talent is that I can hand fart along to songs. Okay.
All right. We're looking for someone like you in our band, actually. Okay.
Hand fart solo.
A hand fart. The only we've ten musicians. It's the only one we're missing.
Okay. Listen. Every band should have one. Joking aside, and I want you to come in on the. I need you to come in on the chorus. So Katie Jane. And Katie, are you ready to go?
Rory, you're on air guitar.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's go. They're talking about banning social media for under 16s.
Yeah, good idea.
Because it's absolutely destroying their minds. And the addiction levels that are on social media and phones, it's frightening.
Yeah.
It is absolutely frightening. They're consistently glued to their phones. And look, I'm not one to talk. I'm on my phone all the time. But I try and turn it off and leave it for 3 or 4 hours at a time and then go back to it. I'm getting better at that. I have this thing on my phone that kind of sends you a little report every week.
Yeah.
And I use my phone 3.5 hours less this week.
That's really good. Well done.
And that's a big improvement. That's you know, time that you could spend doing other things like talking to people.
But it's, I don't,
actual conversations.
But it says something, doesn't it, when we have to make a conscious effort to not go near our phone, how addicted we are.
It's mad. There was a couple of friends of my daughter's. They all came over to our house there last week. I think it was one of the days last week. And the four of them were sitting in the sitting room. And I passed by and they're all sitting down on their phones. And I was like, lads, have a chat.
I know, yeah.
You know?
It's weird, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's like this weird confidence prop that a phone has become, particularly for teens. So if you've got teenage kids at home, how do you feel? Well, banning it now, whilst most of them are addicted to TikTok and whatnot, and they use Snapchat every 19 seconds.
So how would they do that? How would they impose that if they were going to ban it?
I don't know.
Like, it would have to be a government restriction on phones that belong to kids that are under 16.
You have to prove your age to sign up to these things or send in birth certs. I don't know how they're going to do it.
They do it in other countries, don't they?
Mm-hmm. In some countries, yeah.
So there's obviously a way of doing it. But listen, I don't think it's a bad idea, but then I'm not dealing with teenagers at home. But I did hear a clip on Instagram only a couple of days ago of a doctor talking about phone addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, teenagers. And in her opinion, she says teenagers just don't need access to social media until the ages of 15 or 16 at least. So don't be buying your kid a smartphone at 13.
Yeah, Minister for Health was talking on Today FM yesterday.
Your product right now is not safe. I'm taking a public health lens on this, and I'm saying from a public health perspective, the product that you have, the product that children have access to, is harming them, and we cannot stand over that. So either make your product safe, or we will have to take action to restrict access.
Tell us about the harms that you believe have been done.
In terms of physical health and mental health, there are harms including self-harm, eating disorders, body dysmorphia, anxiety, sleep deprivation. There are really serious societal harms being caused. So we're seeing links to violence against women, bullying, male supremacy.
And on and on.
Like,
and
none
on.
Of that's positive, is it?
Not at all. Stephen Donnelly speaking on The Last Word yesterday. And by the way, if you're affected by anything in that clip, please speak to anybody about it, even your peers, parents, or the Samaritans, or if you need help for anything that's kind of phone related, reach out to people. And then on the other side of it, the other news floating around this morning is the 8 a.m. announcement of what is going to happen with Oasis. I think we know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a new album or best of hits. They're not going to be signed up for, you know, Big Brother, even though. I'd love if the devil inside me wants a bit of a pullback.
I know. Yeah.
I want this hype to ramp up so much, and at 8 o'clock, Noel has taken up crochet or something.
Yeah. We're going to be on MasterChef.
I'm going to be cooking my own. No, anyway, yes. Breaking Bad Manchester. Who knows? We'll find out at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ed Sheeran plays on Cork's Good Times Red FM. She got the brown eyes. That's another song that sounds like another song. Remember my name.
Oh,
fame.
Yeah.
There's a blast of fame off it.
There is.
Teddy Schwimms. Vix VIPs on
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Liam Matt's actually playing the Reading and the Leeds Festival over at the weekend. And
yeah.
He dedicated one of the songs to brother Noel.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mending going on here, isn't there?
Yeah. I want to dedicate this next song to Noel Gallagher. So what do you say?
You can't give me the chance. Oh, the song is significant, isn't it? Half the world away. Shout outs for the brother. That means, there's a bit of patching up happening.
There was another shout out as well at the end, which was quite funny. I don't know if you can keep playing that clip.
There's got to be a few of you, man. Don't be shy.
It was actually a brilliant set.
Yeah.
I watched a good bit of it, but what he was saying there at the end was he was asking if there's anyone in the crowd that doesn't like Oasis.
And nobody booed.
No, everybody was like, boo! And he goes, come on, lads, there's got to be a few of you. Don't be shy, make yourselves known. That was kind of funny. So, listen, we're just going to have to wait and see now. Luckily, it's happening while we're on the air, so we might be able to bring you that news before we finish the show. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
All the latest things. Watch the roads this morning, please. Take it easy out there. Very, very dangerous driving conditions. A lot of rain over the last couple of hours. You got a shout out there, Vic. Who are you shouting?
This is a massive shout out this morning to Cork's Mick Brown. He won the classic superbike race on the Isle of Man yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Dublin came in third, but Cork came in first.
Huge well done.
Congrats to Mick.
Derek Shields from Dublin took third place.
Yeah.
Mick, well done on that. Is that it's like the TT race. Is it similar to that or is it a different kind
I'm
of...
I'm not sure.
Have you ever seen any footage of the Isle of Man TT race and the speeds that they hit?
Oh, possibly.
Oh my, it's incredible. Like, I mean, these people, they're just from a different planet.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mick Brown.
Up Cork.
Well done, lad.
Mairead sent that in.
What kind of a classic bike have you got now? That's what we need to know.
Oh yeah, I'd like to know.
Ripping around on a Harley. Maybe a Honda 50. Imagine if he won it on a Honda 50. We've got one day to go until the Paralympic Games begin in Paris. 3 days until the summer transfer window closes. 65 days to Halloween, everybody.
Oh my God.
And we've only 653 days to go for the World Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico. Today's International Lottery Day.
Okay.
Which means, you know, you might have a bit of luck if you're... is there anything on today? Oh, we got 200 grand in the cash machine for you.
There
maybe
you go.
Maybe that'll do a bit of luck for you. And today, if you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate alongside... Who have I got? Aaron Paul. Aaron Paul, I interviewed him many, many years ago. Brilliant actor. He was Jesse in Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Great actor.
So
yeah.
he was the young lad in Breaking Bad who was the second lead role, basically.
Can I guess his age?
He is...
42.
45, close enough. Okay. And you celebrate with Bernhard Langer, the German golfer. Shout out to Bernhard and his wife, Ita. I hope he has a beautiful day today from everybody here in Cork. It is 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. What else is going on? What gives single women are sharing the things that men do and say on dates? That gives them the ick immediately. All right? You paying attention, lads? There's some good knowledge coming in here. You all right, Vic? What's wrong? Are you okay? Someone tell you a funny joke or something? Such a messer. So, if you're going on dates with people, this is what you got to be very careful about. don't do these things, lads. This is turning the ladies off. Okay. This is the ick list.
This is advice, is it?
So a real red flag for women, and this is common sense stuff. Sitting there bitching and giving out about your ex.
Don't do that, lads.
Is a massive red flag.
And also the same for women. Don't Likewise, do that either.
Being boastful and even bringing up hoo-ha really early in the conversation are the list on the list of... Sorry? What was that? You just went, hey!
Hey! Hoo-ha! What film is that from? What's it from?
Scent of a Woman.
Hoo-ha!
Is it Scent of a Lady or Scent of a Woman? Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha!
Women said they're instantly given the ick by men who have dirty fingernails.
Ooh.
If you chew with your mouth open or you vocally support Andrew Tate...
Yes.
Many ladies were turned off by a man who tries to impress with superficial things, boasting about wealth or money.
Yeah, don't care.
Don't go there. We hate show-offs. Braggers and men who think they have money are make themselves more important. Huge red flag if you're rude to the waiting staff.
Oh my God, yeah.
If you're out with a date and they're nasty too, that's an inside. A look
Absolutely,
behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Smoking, being rude, littering, spitting, having a short temper... This is interesting. Also on the dating list of icks, big muscles, turkey teeth, and loads of fake tan.
Oh, yeah, no. Big turn off.
It's basically Love Island Muppets, is what you're saying here, in one room.
The whole cast of Love Island.
Absolutely.
In
one go. And we're looking forward to 8 o'clock this morning. We want to see what this big Oasis announcement is. We're pretty sure it's Wembley. Someone is saying that there's two Crow Park dates potentially booked in August of next year as well. They have to play here.
Someone else here is saying they might play Slain. Rob was saying he reckons they'll play Slain.
You see, the chances of getting them back to Parky Cueve, impossible.
Yeah.
I just, as much as it would be amazing to have them back here, they're just too big now. So unless you've got 80,000 capacity stadiums, it's not worth it for them to do. You could put them in Parky Cueve, but the tickets would be 300 quid each.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way it'd work out. It would be amazing to get them back. And I don't know what they'd do Slain, because they can do two Crow Parks and that's whatever, that's 160,000 people.
Ed Sheeran played Parky Cueve though.
He did three times, didn't he?
Just saying.
Yeah. You know, no, listen, it could happen. Look, I mean, we've had Elton and who else have we had recently? We've had Bruce.
It'd be great if they did play Parky Cueve.
But just this tour, this particular tour, is going to be bigger than anything and any other artist.
Massive.
Absolutely. Liam Gallagher, everybody.
Organised, fun's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, you just go out like... You go to the shop for an apple pie, you don't come back for 3 days.
Yeah.
That is the thing Liam hates, is organised fun. And I have a brilliant clip. This is Noel talking on The Late Late Show, just when Oasis blew up with Gay Byrne.
How Irish do you reckon you are?
Half. Because I was born and raised in Manchester, but my mother...
From
Charlestown in County Mayo.
Yeah, and your dad
from Duleek in Meath. So that makes me exactly half. Although which half it is.
Indeed.
No.
So you were back in Charlestown a lot, though, were you not?
When we used to have 6 weeks holidays in England for the school summer, my mum used to religiously drag us by the ear hole across the Irish Sea for 6 weeks. Because we'd never seen the likes of nettles and peas and stacks of hay and all that. And she was determined to give us a bit of Irish culture because we were used to, like, concrete and flats and stuff. And it was a bit of a culture shock for about the first 4 or 5 years, but we just grew to love it, you know. I mean, I still do to this day. And the great thing the other day was when we came in for the airport, you know that smell that's in the air when, the turf's burning? It's like, as soon as you smell that, it's like, almost brings a tear to your eye, you know. It just reminds you of your childhood.
He's a Mayo man, true. If the smell of turf brings a tear to your eye, you're made of turf, buddy. Turf and gravy. 7:17, 45 minutes to go. We'll find out what the hell is going on. Could be gigs, or it could be Noel going on Love Island. Some messer. So Noel wasn't supposed to be ever in music. He accidentally happened.
All right.
He doesn't know who, but somebody left a guitar in his sitting room. He thinks it might be his dad, but he picked it up and started playing it, and he taught himself the guitar. He wasn't supposed to be a rocker.
You were pretty content that you were born to do this then, because...
No, that's not true. I wasn't born to do it, no. If you've seen where I come from, I wasn't born to be a rock star, no f***ing way. I had to practice and persevere, and none of this came naturally to me.
Was somebody pushed?
Saying that, maybe it did. Maybe.
You used to roadie for a couple of bands, but the Frank and Walters here in Cork.
Remember the Franks? I do remember the Franks. I didn't roadie for them, though.
Did you not?
No.
He's lying. Ashley Keating is a liar. He tried to pull the whole Noel was my roadie card to get back here to say hello to you.
That the first couple of EPs they had were great. Now, they came on tour with In Spiral Carpets.
That might have been.
I may have helped them set a drum kit up once or twice. I wouldn't go as far as to say I was one of their roadies, though.
So he was a roadie for them. Yeah, he is.
He says he wasn't.
Ah, look at, yeah, look at. He was. He's. I'll get on to the Franks.
Setting up drum kits is definitely roadie.
That's
territory.
Roadie territory. Yeah.
It is. No, you're right.
7:45. What else is going on, Vic?
Beetlejuice actress Jenna Ortega has been discussing what she calls the craziest rumor she's ever heard about herself. So there's this celebrity gossip site. It's called Dumois. And they basically claim on the site that any of its tips are factual, with their Instagram biography reading, "Some statements made on this account have not been independently confirmed. This account does not claim information published is based in fact." So basically, they spread a rumour, or at least this rumour was up on this website, saying that she was having a relationship with Johnny Depp.
And she shot it down, did she?
She just said it's the craziest thing I've ever heard. There was absolutely no truth to it at all.
What age is she? She's mid-20s,
yeah,
isn't she?
She's young, yeah. They were saying that the two of them had been seen out on a date and all this kind of stuff, but it was just completely, you know, completely made up.
Yeah.
But it has to be strange, doesn't it, then when you start getting asked about things like that in interviews and it's like there's absolutely
where
no
did
basis
this come from?
For it at all. Rag & Bone Man has revealed that he had a bit of a baby reindeer experience. So he said there was these two girls, and every time he did a gig, no matter where it was from London to Switzerland, they'd turn up and they'd be wearing exactly the same things, and he just kept seeing them. They'd turn up everywhere he went. And he said it was quite weird.
And where did they turn? Like, were they in his wheelie bin or anything, or did they?
No, they just kept turning up to all of his gigs. But as he said, he'd be performing in London one day, and then he'd get a flight to Switzerland, and they would have also gotten the flight to Switzerland, and then they'd turn up at the gig in Switzerland.
Oh,
wait, yeah.
And here's my new song, featuring string section.
Red FM breakfast with Now.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It is 7:53 in the morning. It's Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Vic is over there. Good morning, everybody. Steve, how are you? What's going on, Steve?
Morning, lads.
Hello.
Looking forward to the Oasis announcement, but wish it was a little later.
Yeah.
Because I need a little time to wake up.
I love it. I love that, Steve. Well done. I love that.
Oh, my God. How's the weather looking today? Not that much in the way of sunshine.
Jesus.
All right, we're doing an All Oasis quiz.
Okay.
If this is a really easy ticket to a grand for somebody, because you'd be surprised how much you know about these lads and about this band. To your qualifying question for the 1,000 euro pop quiz: what's the story? Morning Glory is an album by who?
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. We talk for the crack. We're doing All Oasis pop quiz this morning, and we have Jules and Tom on the line. It's a mum and son combo for the Oasis quiz. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Jules. Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear us okay, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tom, we're going to start with you. You are an Oasis fanatic. What age are you, Tom?
10.
You're 10. And why do you love Oasis so much?
Probably through my dad.
Through your dad. Yeah. Oh, right. Your dad put you onto some good music then. What's your favourite song by the band, Tom?
I'm going to have to go with, like, Slide Away or something.
Oh, that's a really good. Little bit left to centre.
I like
that's, That's a brilliant, brilliant song. Yeah. Very good. Would you love to see them live?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Aww. Well, listen, here's what I'm hoping. Here's what I would absolutely love to happen. You get all of these questions right, you win €1,000, and that will help you buy some tickets and get a hotel up in Dublin, okay? So that's what we're really hoping for here.
Yeah.
Okay. Does your mum know anything about Oasis?
Not as much as Tom.
At least you're honest.
That's very true.
Yeah, all
right. I don't know where all the bleeps is coming from. There's people ringing in there all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to go for this. 10 out of 10 is going to get you €1,000. So, Tom, listen, the very best of luck, buddy. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I really want you to get this. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What's the story? Morning Glory is an album by who?
Oasis.
Finish the name of this song. Don't look back in.
Anger.
What county are Liam and Noel's mum from?
Mayo.
Question number 4. What city did the lads grow up in? In the UK, they grew up where?
Manchester.
Question number 5. What jackets are the band famous for?
Parka.
Question number six. Parka. Tony McCarroll played the original what in the original band?
Drums.
Oasis was inspired by A, a drink, or B, a leisure centre?
A drink.
Question number eight. What is Noel and Liam's mum called?
Peggy.
Oasis have a song about travelling really fast in a jet. What's it called?
Supersonic.
Question number 10. Wonderwall was inspired by an album. Can you name the album who had it originally? Who had it originally?
Tom, you're so good. You are so good.
Wow.
Wow. He knows his stuff, doesn't he?
You are absolutely incredible. Oh, my God, Tom.
Wow, Tom.
Did he get them all right, though? What's the story? Yeah, are you there, Tom? Are you there? Are you okay?
Is Mam there? She is.
Yeah, a little bit nervous, I can imagine.
Mam's there.
I can imagine. What's the story? Morning Glory is an album by who?
Oasis.
That is correct. Don't Look Back in Anger is correct. Their mum is from County Mayo.
Yeah.
What city did the lads grow up in? It was Manchester. They are famous for parka jackets.
They are.
That is really good. Tony McCarroll played the drums in the original Oasis. He left after 4 years. I think he got the old heave-ho. Okay. They gave him the flick.
Yeah.
What is Noel and Liam's mum's name? Did you say Peggy?
Yeah.
I think you did.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oasis have a song about travelling in a fast jet. Supersonic.
Yeah.
Is correct. Wonderwall was inspired by an album. Who had the original album?
George Harrison.
It was George Harrison. And the name Oasis was inspired by A, a drink, or B, a leisure centre. This is a split one.
Okay.
Because Liam joked in an interview many, many years ago it was Oasis the drink.
Okay.
And then Noel said it was a leisure centre.
Oh.
So you're correct.
Yay!
Tom! Tom, you've won the pop quiz.
Well done. Oh, that's so brilliant.
Tom, you just, a 10-year-old Oasis fan has just taken €1,000 off us on the pop quiz this morning. Buddy, I'm absolutely buzzing for you. Are you happy?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Little voice.
I know all the songs, like, so I've kind of paid off.
It did.
You know everything about them, man. You know absolutely everything about them.
You are their biggest fan, Tom.
Tom.
No doubt at all.
I play all their songs and stuff, so.
You're so good.
Tom.
Well done, buddy.
You definitely know more about them than I do.
And me.
10 out of 10. hey, Mum, you were very quiet during that whole thing. Fair play to you.
I didn't need
to. I knew nothing.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay, we got you €1,000. I really hope that helps get you a couple of tickets and get you a hotel up in Dublin. Because Tom from Turner's Cross, the best of luck. Now, the second thing you have to have good luck in is getting those tickets on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
They're on sale at 8 a.m. All right. So I'd open as many laptops, computers, have as many accounts on the go as possible. And congratulations, buddy. I'm so happy for you.
Well done.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well done. Best of luck. Listen, let us know if you get tickets, all right?
Great. We will, of course. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye. Well done. Little genius. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Stream Grand Slam tennis like the US Open, live with a Now Sports membership.